Great morning, everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of Thank God for Monday. I'm Brother Greg Cellini of the Franciscan Brothers of Brooklyn and the Office of Mission, Ministry, and Interfaith Dialogue at St. Francis College in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. My great pleasure to be back again with you today. The purpose of our show, Thank God for Monday, is to inspire you, our audience, to take personal responsibility for your professional satisfaction. We want to provide you hope, healing, and peace in these unprecedented, turbulent, uncertain times. Motivate you to search deep inside yourself in the quest for fulfillment. Listeners, it's really up to you how to utilize the information we provide today. Take full accountability for the decisions you make and a resulting outcome. Now, one of the goals of our show, Thank God for Monday, is to introduce role models of people who take very bold steps in their work lives. This is a very special time. Valentine's Day is but a few days away. And every year around this day of love, we invite back a very, very special guest. Her name is Kathleen Neville. A Thank God for Monday Hall of Famer. Kathleen is a global authority on sexual harassment, gender equality, discrimination, and conduct in the workplace, schools, and sports. She is also known for her extensive experience in reputation management and executive professional development. She's an author, currently working not on her first, not on her second, but third book. Today's episode is all about conduct and reputation. We're going to be learning from Kathleen why our reputations matter more than ever. She's going to help us understand how our conduct and behavior can change lives, especially our own. We welcome back, thank God for Monday Hall of Famer, Kathleen Neville. Kathleen, welcome back and great morning.
Oh, good morning, brother. It's so nice to be with you again. I look forward to this annual visit very much.
The honor is all ours. Sadly, we've only got about 30 minutes. We're going to jump right into the deep end of the pool, certainly. As we said in the intro, we want to touch upon the importance of a good reputation. But before we talk about this, we would really appreciate an update on what's going on in the workplace these days. As an authority on sexual harassment, tell us if claims or incidents of sexual harassment have gone down. And if so, what's bringing about this change? Help us out, please, Kathleen.
So, that's a complicated, there's a lot there in one question.
Sure.
But
Sorry about that.
no, as you know that I've been, it was a like it or not, I became involved in the issue of sexual harassment in the workplace when it happened to me in my 20s. So I had long ago, I looked at it, and you and I have talked about this, that
Sure.
we do have callings. I do believe that. And, wanting to be very involved in communications and doing, pretty well at the time, it was very difficult to be out of, a job in a lawsuit, which never in a million years did I think that would happen. So since then, I've had, with my calling that
Sure.
two things that have been very important to me, to take everything I know and try to help others, whether they're accused of it, whether they've experienced it, and we'll never eliminate it totally, but I know we're getting better. I know we're doing that. And I'll tell you that I see it at the university level. That those in college, that before they even get into the workplace, there's been more than incidents that occur on college campuses.
Sure.
And what I'm seeing, as a trustee, but also out there in the college space, is that There's such a determination and interest in universities and colleges trying to offer the proper education and then the help, so that because lots, many times there will be something that happens, and if there's no bystander intervention or there's no trained people to talk to, then if the damages are even more than they would be if someone had someone to talk to immediately. So I see that an answer to your question, are incidents down? I'm going to say we're going there.
Good.
Because of the incredible visibility, and it's just a matter every single day. And Greg, you know, in the New York papers that, you know, we all read and follow,
sure,
that, you know, a politician or a corporate executive or someone in sports, there, you know, there might be allegations. So our goal at every level is to be better and build awareness, so that we can see like actual data that it's going now. But from my where I sit, there's still a ton of misbehavior, and it's interesting. It's irritated by outside, you know, culturally. You know, you said it in your intro that we have a lot of challenges, but culturally, you know, we have so many outside influences. And I see that with younger people first starting out in work or still in college, that if the outside influences say it's okay, it's almost like the playground stuff.
Oh,
You know,
kids wow.
are little, if everyone's doing it, it's okay. Or that's part of, that's who we are, and we're not going to apologize for it. But the truth is, that's where the work needs to be done.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. I am so honored to say thank God for Monday is now not only on WSOU, but is syndicated to WSFC, St. Francis College Radio, also the Saint, the Siena College Station, all three of these great schools, Siena, Seton Hall, St. Francis College, take this very, very seriously. No doubt about it. Now, you have been involved in a field of misconduct in schools, sports, and the workplace for some time, as you shared before. You've seen various ways individuals, teams, companies have faced issues regarding their reputation. Help us out, please, Kathleen. Why should our reputations matter to us?
Well, the reason why we're talking about both reputation and conduct is because reputation is based so much on how we treat other people, what we do, our actions or our inactions. And that, you know, that's another, you know, that's the book that's taking so long to write, the third book, is because the more research I've done, the more reputations, the challenge of repairing a reputation or the positive side of building one, you know, that's something that we all need. We all need some advice on. And it's so important to us for our entire life. It's important to us. So I think, you know, why does it matter? It means whether we're going to get the job or not. It means
we're going to
stay on the team or not. You've heard, you're a big football fan,
sure,
right? Well, you've heard the stories over the years of, you know, player just maybe being accused at a party, and it's over before it began,
sure,
that they're playing for that team. And, you know, that's not always the case, but it's enough of like something that you worked very hard for, you suddenly can't get because of your reputation, which, you know, we have what's said about us, we can't control. It's like marketing these days where Yelp, if you want, someone will give you a bad review.
Yes.
it affects your business. So that's basically the principle of reputations. And you can't, today, you should build your reputation as well as build your expertise in whatever you're pursuing. And that starts early. It starts very early. And I've seen, you know, my recommendation to students is to think, look at where you are. So if you're a freshman, sophomore in college, you have aspirations to be, have your own business or be CEO of a company or a physician or an attorney. So take what you're doing right now and just do it back to the future, where you think about how would this play out if I were head of cardiology at such and such hospital, that would I be okay with the things I'm doing, the things I'm writing? And we all know that we hear where our past comes back to haunt us. That's happening a lot. And so that's where I, you know, I've just so committed to doing work, not only in workplace conduct, but also just how to protect our reputation and to be actively involved in it. You know, rather than, you know, once you're wounded, it depends on how wounded you are, whether, you know, how much time it will take to overcome it. And you remember there were many broadcasters, I'm not picking on a field, but where they're gone, that they were accused.
Exactly.
And they're gone.
Yeah.
They're not in their profession anymore.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm very sensitive about it, particularly with young people that are, you know, paying a lot of money to go to college.
Sure.
And they're preparing for their life. So I want this to be part of their preparation.
Well, we are so blessed and honored to have someone of your ilk today on Thank God for Monday, somebody who, as you say, has a vocation given by God, clearly, in this area. Now, it's funny you mentioned the book, Untarnished, Building and Preserving Your Reputation and Aging.
Did I?
You've been working on it for a bit of time.
I have.
It seems like as you go forward, you learn more and more. Is that what's taking maybe this a bit longer than maybe you want to or your readers want to? Share with us a little bit more, please.
See, you would be a great lawyer because you were just making a great case for why isn't my book out. But if my second book was about experiences that I had, you know, from Wall Street to the military on, you know, sexual harassment.
Sure.
And I want this book to be as thorough, and there is so much ground to cover, and I don't want it to be a light, although, you know, helpful self-help book. My goal is for an 18-year-old to get as much out of it as a 50-year-old executive.
Wow.
And
wow.
Asking, because the principles of it are, you know, they're the same for all of them. And for also, you know, I pay particular attention to women and what women have had to go through over the years, that you remember that, and I think you and I talked about this, that the old movies, Beach Bingo, Beach Blanket Bingo, where it was 50s, it was, I don't know if it was black and white, or, but they would talk about, oh, she has a reputation that, all right, so women have that so much more, where true or false, but they had to overcome that. And also, I mean, just in general, what women have had to overcome. That was one of my big worries when I first started working with, you know, both sides. You know, I work with both companies and with those that have been affected by sexual harassment or sexual misconduct. And, you know, I just saw, you know, up close what it did to their lives.
Now,
someone, you know, many times someone is at fault. Something, they've done something totally inappropriate. But it has a profound effect, and including, you know, whoever they work for.
Absolutely.
Has an effect on them. Now, did you just see, it was recently, is it the worldwide wrestling? You know, I don't know.
The World Wrestling Federation.
So that was headlines. Yeah. And it just keeps, again, there's just so much work to do. So that's why with Untainted, that I want to make sure that it's very, very helpful, because I know how important it is to people.
Yeah, absolutely.
So is that, did I do well with my excuse?
Oh,
But it isn't an
absolutely. And we believe, thank God, for Monday, quality over speed.
There.
Please, Kathleen, take as much time as you need to complete
this
incredible.
You know what made me
book.
Feel better, brother, is that I saw an interview with Jane Fonda.
Oh.
She has a lot of resources. And she said, you know, it took me 5 years to write my book. So those 5 years are blocked out. So I thought, oh, okay, I'm okay.
That's right.
So thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Let's shift gears just a little bit, Kathleen, if that's okay. Let's talk about social media. It has changed the world. It offers a global 24-hour platform for us and the rest of the world to comment on what all of us are doing, who we're doing it with, where we are. Even for those who think they've mastered social media, any advice how to navigate social media so reputation is protected as much as possible? Help us out here, please.
So do you see the big problem right now with social media is what's good about it and what's bad about it. It's so powerful.
Wow.
And it's what we were attracted to was that we were talking or listening to the sources, people that, you know, how we're communicating with Elon Musk and actresses and, you know, very influential people. So that's the draw, is that we're in their world, and we got right in their world. That so in our circles, people got right in ours. And the challenge with social media, you know, I'm not saying don't use it. It's, you know, it's here to stay. And it also offers that it's immediate, and it can be very helpful for all kinds of reasons. Also connecting and supporting beliefs. And but there's that other side where it's an opportunity to, the behavior is so bad and the name calling that I don't want it. We don't want it to be like that's normal behavior. And there's so many people that have been crushed by what is out there on social media that by people they don't know. So the responsibility that, and again, starting, doesn't matter if it's young people, any age, that just taking responsibility. See, words, it's words. And sometimes it's video, and sometimes it's like Taylor Swift, that she just went through with the deep fake.
Oh, how terrible.
That I've been, you know, I've been working in that area. That it's terrible. It's terrible. So what do you do with it? Just again, be responsible. Think about, would you be comfortable 5 years from now, 10 years from now with what you've said? So I don't give opinions. This is just me, but I just try to share. I try to share good things, nice things. And that makes me kind of wimpy on social media, but I'm good with that. Now, the things that I feel strongly about, that, you know, information from people, you know, that's okay. So it's social media. It makes stars out of people that maybe should be stars, you know, that it's level, you know, there's a quality, but it's just something that you have to take great personal, and you talked about this earlier, personal responsibility.
Yes.
And that's, I call out for that with social media.
Kathleen, I hate to ask this question, but I think people can learn so much from when something goes wrong or a mistake is made. Is there an example where social media can really harm someone, especially someone in college, if you will, or someone who's early in their career? And how long does that really impact the person? Share with us from their great experience, please.
So this can happen, you know, now it's a big question. I'm gonna start at the end. Social media, anything that started, you know, it starts to, people jump on board. And if it's harmful and hurtful, not only will it affect them greatly during that time period, but it's something that they, you know, they never can shake off. They can't shake it off. And so that's, again, back to our responsibility. I mean, we could do it to someone we know, a neighbor, you know, again, politicians, leaders. And if it's false, you know, it's very hard to defend yourself in social media because the twist is in. Like if you try to defend yourself, it might make it worse. And you know, the kid, you know, who knows best how to answer that question, Brother Greg, is very young kids that are bullied. And there used to be something in grade schools that was called, this is real history, slam books. And slam books would be passed around, and you know, it was usually young girls, and people would write about them. But that's, I compare social media to, if especially for the young, that, you know, please don't hurt them. Please don't do that. That we're better than that. And, you know, that's what overall we need to strive for, that to know better, that we don't do that. So we've got a long way to go, but you can overcome it. All you need is 51% of kindness, positive, and you can overcome it. So
that's great advice. Certainly. Believe it or not, we've only got about 7 minutes. I still got a couple of important questions to ask you. AI, artificial intelligence, Kathleen, seems to be on everybody's mind and heart. Any recommendations as to what we should be aware of when it comes to AI? Does AI impact conduct and reputation? Help us out, please.
Yeah, I think it's another form of communications. So, and I don't know, Brother, how much exposure have you had to in your work with artificial intelligence?
Yeah, for better or for worse, absolutely nothing. I'm not sure about our listeners, but I've had absolutely nothing.
Right. So it's there. And, you know, we have to, you know, my recommendation is learn all you can about it so that you understand it and you know how it works and how it doesn't work or when it doesn't work. And I think that that's for everyone. So I've been doing that too, that, okay, this is another, for me, it's another avenue.
Kudos to you. And I think that's a great, great advice for me in particular. I need to learn. I need to say, you know what? I don't know anything about this and I need to learn about it because it is here and it is here to stay.
Right. And especially in education, you know, we're all challenged with this because if you try to, and this is, we're off the path a little bit, but you know, you can produce with artificial intelligence, you know, great first drafts of like letters, like if you want to put letters out for the Hall of Fame, you know, it will write it for you, and then you can edit it. So, but it's really upon us, just like social media. So these are all the opportunities for people to come together, communicate, So it's I'm looking at it as we need tools and not weapons. And I say that too, as far as sexual harassment, that I never want to see, and I do sometimes see where something that we work so hard for, especially as a woman, for the right to speak up. And I just don't like to see when it's used as a weapon, and sometimes it is, where someone's accused because there's other factors, as in, the bad stuff, as in, getting a settlement, and
Wow.
yeah. So, and you know that happens.
Sure. Yeah. At the same time, Kathleen, do you agree for our college students in particular, but in the workplace, if someone has been harassed, they need to come forward and report that? It's going to take a lot of courage, but do you agree that if they decide not to do that, everybody loses? They lose, the company loses, and even the one who has done the harassing, they lose as well.
Right, they do. They do. They must, colleges, in particular, as you mentioned, they've put a lot, they've invested into this. This is, and to provide a safe environment so that one that is trusted by the students, so that they can come forward, not to make it a federal case, but to be able to get the help they need to be able to report it, articulate, what happened, and then also in fairness, absolute fairness for though anyone that's been accused, that they also have the same opportunity, so that their lives aren't ruined in a moment. And it puts a lot on colleges to be experts and to know how critical timing is. You mentioned that they need to come forward, as soon as possible, and they can do that with the help of the universities. Title IX, however, so I'm a huge backer. That's the only way. That's the only way. And if they don't report, and something's happened, whether a sexual assault or some very serious behavior, they're troubled for the rest of their lives about it. And that's why we
Sure.
saw so many, people stepping forward during that window of the adult victim.
Exactly. Yes. It was amazing how many came forward. But as you say, this had been literally on their
Because it
minds
doesn't
and
leave.
hearts for decades. Yes.
It doesn't leave.
Yeah.
And they didn't have the opportunity, as difficult as it is to heal. And sometimes the process does help, as difficult as it is to help heal. I'm going to mention Taylor Swift. That
Please.
Taylor Swift, I don't know how many seconds we have left,
We got
but
about 2 minutes, certainly, but
all right,
please take
so
your time because this is Super Bowl weekend and
I
certainly she'll be
know.
in Las Vegas tomorrow with the Chiefs and the 49ers. So please.
So, and my Bills will be in it next year.
Yes.
But I gave a commencement speech at an all-girl or Catholic all-girls private school last May, and I worked really hard on the speech, and I kept going back to it, going, Taylor Swift, and that she's a remarkable young woman, and
Absolutely.
she stood up when she was sexually assaulted. She stood up with no ramifications, which was the goal of a woman being able to stand up. And it did not hurt her career. Granted, she's a megastar, but I incorporated Taylor Swift into the commencement.
Oh, wonderful.
But it was like, prior to that, I thought, okay, they're listening. But then I read them something that she said about, this life and our behavior and how we treat people. And It's very short. Is it okay if I read it?
Please, please.
Taylor Swift said, no matter what happens in life, be good to people. Being good to people is a wonderful legacy to leave behind. And as soon as I started talking about Taylor Swift, the seniors, the graduating seniors, were all ears. And I thought, so this is where influence and power, and using the power for good on social media, you know, that's part of her stardom, is that she was able to connect with her fans in a huge way. So they follow her, they're influenced by her. And I think that's the key to everything that we've been talking about, is to have these powerful influencers. All, you know, and colleges and the workplace, I think that's hopefully where we're going.
Absolutely. Kathleen Neville, we can't thank you enough for coming back to Thank God for Monday. You've enlightened us. As always, you've inspired us. Continued success, joy, happiness, great contribution. And we're looking forward very, very much to you finishing Untarnished, certainly. And
me
hopefully
too.
Next year when you come back, we'll be talking all about the book. I'm sure
that
we
sounds
will.
Great. It
Yeah.
Sounds great. That brother, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
The honor is all ours. Listener Sally, once again, we're out of time. Greg saying our hope and prayer is that when you wake up on Monday morning, just like Kathleen does, you'll say, thank God for Monday. Until next week's episode, have a great week, everyone, and enjoy Super Bowl 58. Bye-bye.